Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I would say for Buffalo, if they lose this game on Sunday, Buffalo has been thinking about Kansas City for the last 5 years. And in 2025, if you lose two games to the Patriots, and now you're like, oh, we didn't win the division, we're a wild card team because now the Patriots are the team in this division, yeah, that's a real problem. They will have to reset.
If you're Buffalo, if you're that fan base, if you're that owner, the Pegulas, do you say, okay, we have to fumigate?
All right, I'm getting there. It's Michael Holly and someone else. Mike Giardi tomorrow, by the way, with us. We like Mike. But it was earlier, this is the second time today, where I'm sort of like, I'm up in my chair about this game. The first was, I mean, if you're watching, you can see it, although this is how I always sit. The first was the Diggs presser, the scrum, where he's talking about just like being an underdog and disrespected and all of this. That's coming. I mean, they're a one-point underdog despite having a two-game lead and a win over the Bills this year. Brace yourself for that if New England wins. And then it's like, I've got the accent back. I've got, you know, what happens to Buffalo? People are about this to different degrees and in different ways. For me, maybe the best part of the last 5 years was not having to listen to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at all.
Right.
Maybe about hockey. But just all those guys, no offense to Mike, or nothing personal really here. It's just all those shows, radio stuff. I mean, we were just so inferior. And then the last 5 years, it went the other way. I mean, decidedly. And I don't know. I didn't feel any real spite toward the team. And I have cousins who are dyed-in-the-wool Patriots fans that live in New England. Not them. But I just didn't want to hear that.
Right.
I didn't want to hear those clips. And the clips are back. Fumigate.
Yeah, right. Right. Fumigate. Yeah, I'm thinking about an interaction I had with the manager of the hotel I stayed at twice now, right near Fenway Park. Right on Comm Ave, like just, you know, right, 2 minute walk to Fenway. We went there last November for a concert to see Sturgill Simpson at a theater at Fenway Park. And the guy checking us into the hotel was just Oh, beauty. There was a group from Syracuse ahead of us. He saw me in a Bills hat even before this group was cleaned out, clear of his desk. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Oh, he's yelling at me. These people are from Syracuse. And he was great. We were giving it to each other. And I'm like, I kind of like your guy, but, you know, it's going to take a while. Then we saw him in the summer again.
This guy is May?
No, this guy is a guy that works at the hotel. He's a hotel manager. But he's talking up the pay. We're just giving each other grief. He's giving me grief about Brady.
Okay.
It's just trash talking. We're just two dudes. And then we saw him again in the summer, and he's like, "I think sounds really good." And I'm like, "Give him another year. I think I don't know when I'll see if I'll stay in this hotel again, but I'm not eager to get an earful because they got us right now, at least for the time being. So I'm not going to see this guy after this game immediately, but
go back.
In my head, I can't lose two to you now. I got this guy at the hotel. Anyway, all of it. Like it's good natured and fun when you're the team that's dominating it, right? Like he can give me guff about Brady, and I'm like, "Yeah, whatever. What's going on now, buddy?" Well, that didn't last that long. It did not age that well because you were already back on top of me.
I can't believe you would be in this conversation.
I know, but it was. I'm telling you, it was the most good-natured. I really liked this guy.
You were up for it.
I was up for it.
They caught you at the right time,
and it was
right guy, right time.
It was real, and he remembered us this summer when he saw us coming into the hotel. Like, I mean, Owen and I, we can make an impression. I think he's like, "Oh, we've got Buffalo," Anyway, he's in my head hearing that clip from Holly and talking about all this, but they're on top of us.
See, you're the better for it, because I know how I would be. I got the Buffalo ID, my driver, give him my license, check us in, and he starts going in on Drake May and Allen or whatever he said to you. I'd be like, "Okay, where are my keys?"
Yeah.
I would not.
It might have gone differently.
Probably have engaged.
If it hadn't started with the group from Syracuse that were ahead of us, and I sort of felt like, I don't know, I don't think they recognized me as like a radio guy or anything, but I just sort of felt like I need to stick up for Buffalo right now.
Okay.
So I just
You're not that big in Syracuse?
I just sort of played. It's possible they knew, but it didn't seem that way to me.
Syracuse is a Giants town.
Well, these people were Bills fans, as it turned out.
Okay.
But I don't know if they knew or if it maybe wasn't,
I'm sure it's pretty split.
Yeah. But
maybe some New England, too. New England fans are everywhere.
Because you're right. It's not normally a thing. Like, I don't go looking for that kind of stuff.
No, I know.
But it just hit me. It just was good. And, the guy ended up upgrading my wife and I to a bigger room.
See,
no charge.
There you go.
It was all good. It just was really good.
That's what you do it for.
It was a really good interaction.
If you can see, this is what I'm missing out on in life.
Yeah.
If you can get into that conversation, maybe you get an upgrade.
Yeah.
Having a fun time with the guy who's got the controls.
If I'm kind of jerky about it and just sort of shut down, like you're sort of, saying you might have, then he probably doesn't click the button and go like, "Hey, you know what I can do for you?"
I don't think it's jerky. I want to defend myself.
Okay, well, I mean, whatever. Just not engaging.
Just closed.
Yeah, right. Not engaging in it. I did, and he, "I'll get you the room with the big view of the Citgo sign." Okay, great. Thank you.
Is that right? That's what he did?
We had a huge room with like a sitting area and a huge window, and that sign was right.
It's a big sign.
It was right there. It was amazing. It was really, really cool. Yeah.
This will be the fourth meeting between Josh Allen and Drake May. The second of the previous three was week 18 last year when they each played for a minute. Allen played one play and handed off, right?
Yep.
And May played a series, perhaps?
I think
three
that's
plays,
right. Yep.
And left, if it was even that. So the game goes down in their stats as, win or loss. The Bills won the game. No, the Patriots won the game with Joe Milton, which cost them the number one overall pick. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a loss on Allen's career, even though he didn't do anything. There was a regular season game here last year that was competitive that May started for the Patriots, and then there's the game here this year that the Patriots won which I was at, right on the Patriot sideline, or, you know, three rows
from very close
from the sideline.
Yep.
Around fans who are giving it to Stephon Diggs.
A Diggs observation deck.
Which does not work. Speaking of engaging with people.
Yeah, don't do that.
You can engage with all the hotel managers you want. Maybe you get an upgrade.
Yeah,
see the Sitco sign.
He really was not going to harm the Bills.
He was just going to make it worse for people who were ragging on him.
Right.
Don't you? You got to know what people are like. Don't. I forgot the word. Happy fun ball. Don't mess with, it's not mess with, don't
toy?
Taunt.
Taunt.
Don't taunt happy fun ball. If I've ever said anything important that you've taken to heart, this is it. Mm-hmm. Don't taunt happy fun ball. Don't taunt Stephon Diggs. Don't give him any fuel, any incentive, any extra. Do not give him anything.
That's his own thing, right? That was like I'm thinking of Bag of Glass, and that's a different skit, right?
It's a different skit. SNL, Happy Fun Ball was a commercial.
Right, right.
Which is like, you know, it's
Bag of Glass Hooks. Was a skit with Dan Aykroyd, yeah.
Yeah, this is a little later. Jan Hooks, Phil Hartman, Dana Carvey, just like dressed as kids, playing with a ball, and then there were like a laundry list of all the things you should not do.
And maybe like shrapnel flies out of it at one point.
It's basically like every drug ad now.
Right?
Hey, here's a drug. Go talk to your gastroenterologist. Like, we've all got one of those. And then here are 16 things that are bad for you that could happen. The lawyers have gone to work. And then at the end of the list, they say, and there's more that we don't have time for. Every drug ad, which of course there's one in every commercial break on every show you watch. Those just, it's just like,
yeah.
I mean, I appreciate you hearing me out on this stuff. You're sick of it by now, probably, because all I do is complain about the drug ads and how ridiculous.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ridiculous, arcane they are. I'm sure every one of them, somebody's got that. Somebody has moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. And that's exactly how they would describe themselves, as having moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. What's going on with your skin? I've got moderate to severe. Do not. Next time, just cut me off. I go insane at these commercials. I'd rather listen to Troy Aikman talk about fourth down. I think. I know I would. I can use that.
Sure.
I can use that. Unlike
poor Troy Aikman,
you know. Well, no, not he gets $1 million a game.
I still really
get online. Troy
Aikman, so. You're just landing punch after punch on Troy Aikman, and I just,
like, okay. Well,
I'm gonna stick up for him a little.
There's one thing I'll say I like. You want something I like about him?
No.
You'd rather just
no. Go ahead.
Consider
I'm just kidding around. Go ahead.
What did you say before? Jerky for not engaging with the hotel guy or one-way traffic on Troy Aikman? I saw this from somebody else, and I couldn't disagree with it. Maybe I wanted to, but I couldn't. Those two seem like they like each other. Like there's sort of a connection with Buck and Aikman that I think is probably real.
Yeah.
And with Aikman, if this is not the same point, I don't think takes himself too seriously. Like when he makes all these points, mm-hmm. quote points about strategy, and this can either amuse me or make me feel worse, but he'll refer to how, like, I know I'm going to get destroyed for this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He kind of maybe knows he's wrong, but doesn't want to give in. And there's something about that.
I don't know what his motivation is there, and I don't know. My antenna aren't up about it as much because I've grown to like him. And so if that's your default setting, you're probably not going to notice the things that would annoy you. But the overall point, the reason I like him now, I've always kind of liked him. But I think this point about he and Buck is exactly right. Because Buck used to drive me crazy. And now I don't even care about wide open anymore from him.
What about As Good As It Gets?
You're right, but it has never stood out to me.
It will now.
But I think the taking yourself seriously thing is the key. I think they have mellowed as they've gotten older since they've been at ESPN that I feel like they're a much more comfortable listen together. And I really appreciate how they work together. I just think it's a good team. So they've gotten to the point where I don't even mind the things that used to drive me nuts about them because overall it's a win. Sort of like when Brett Musburger was still going and he botched the name of somebody, be like, I don't even care. It's Brett Musburger. Like I'm sort of there with Buck and Aikman at this point. Like I just like hearing them together.
Interesting.
I think it's a really good team.
Plus Buck and Kevin Burkhardt do that thing where they open a conversation on camera and then they go to their partner and then they look back at the camera and sort of give you this weird smile. I'm all team Dave Pash when it comes to this.
And
I work with Dave, he was this way. And 25 years later, he's still this way. He never looks back at the camera after he tosses to his partner. You know what he does like a normal person?
He looks at
his partner
right
when they're talking, like he's listening to them. Try that.
The Burkhardt is now the new top offender of Wide Open.
Oh, it's top of his lungs.
He cannot. He has to say it. I mean, absolutely has to say it. Wide open and pushed out of bounds at the 31. Like, someone's close enough to him that you don't even get wide open out of your mouth before you're telling us he's pushed out of bounds. So how wide open was he? Exactly. Think about what you're saying. Open is okay. Yeah. Open works. You can say open receiver at the 31. No, wide open. He's hammered by three guys immediately. That is therefore exactly contrary to wide open, Kevin. Stop it. See, this still drives me crazy, but Buck has got to get out of jail free card on it now. I'm okay with it. I don't know.
You're not getting me to do Sky Rizzi and Kevin Burkhardt in the same segment. The Line presented by FanDuel is next on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.